Yes, and we are sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the phone we have...
Elizabeth Taylor. I'm the sales manager for Lamb's Farm.
You've seen Lamb's Farm if you've driven I-94 around Libertyville. There's that big lake out front.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up going to Lamb's Farm, and they used to do water shows on the lake. And they used to have big concerts in the parking lot.
Today, though, the main function of Lamb's Farm is to help about 200 adults with developmental disabilities not only live as independently as possible, but also work.
We have a bakery and country store where we are making chocolates and cookies and candies. We have a thrift shop, clothing for men, women, kids, babies, toys, small appliances. We have a pet shop, which we have rescue puppies and kittens available for adoption. And we have our Magnolia Cafe and Bakery, which is serving up breakfast and lunch.
For a lot of us driving by, Lamb's Farm has been there as long as we can remember. It goes back to the early 60s.
Our co-founders were, one of them was a teacher and one of them was a bus driver for a school for kids with special needs. So the co-founders opened up the pet shop on State Street in Chicago in 1961 called The Lambs.
And from the storefront on State Street, they expanded to the current farm location. And it is not a working farm as such, but there are animals.
We actually have many animals, too, with special needs, which makes it a little bit more special.
Pop on in the next time you're driving by. Lamb's Farm and all of its shops and restaurants are open every day except Mondays, and there is plenty to do.
You can visit our animals. You can take a miniature train ride. There's a carousel, and they can play mini golf as well.
Meanwhile, about a year ago, we profiled a Chicago company called Fresh Midwest, which was founded by Patrick Fitzgerald.
Go Cats.
Again, no, not that one. Last spring, the folks who run Fresh Midwest reached out to Lamb's Farm asking to be a retail partner, and it was an offer they couldn't refuse.
They donate all the proceeds back to Lamb's Farm.
You can find out more about everything they sell at Lamb's Farm at lambsfarm.org. Christmas is coming. Shop now. From the farm to your belly, today is National Salami Day. It's also National Beer Lovers Day. I think I see a pairing there. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.